Hello, everybody. This is Mike Adams, the health ranger, here with another outrageous report about gunpoint medicine. Today we're learning that children have to be vaccinated in Maryland or their parents go to jail. That's right. Parents are going to be threatened at gunpoint with vaccinating their children, or they will spend up to 10 days in jail and be fined $50 for each day that their children are not vaccinated. Now, I'm not making this up, friends. This is what's really happening right now in Maryland. It's called Prince George. That's the county. And there are 2,300 students who failed to get the, quote, needed vaccinations. And now county officials are so outraged that they've decided to pull out the firearms and essentially put guns into the faces of the parents, drag them into the courthouses, and require that their children be vaccinated right there in the courthouse in front of a judge, or they will be taken to jail at gunpoint. This is what organized medicine has come to. Take our medicine, or we'll put you in jail. Give our toxic vaccines to your children, or we will drag you off to jail. That's what's happening right now in Maryland. I'm willing to bet you're as outraged as I am about this issue, and that's why we are taking some action together. All of us News Target readers are going to be hearing about this. I'm encouraging everyone to take action. Check the News Target website right now for action items. You're going to find some contacts that you can complain to. That's right. Let them know how outraged you are that children are being forced to be vaccinated against the wishes of their parents and that firearms are being used to enforce it. And what do I mean by that? Well, guess who's in the courtroom enforcing the actions of the judge? A law enforcement officer with a firearm. It's the ultimate end game of law in our society. When the judge says you have to do something and you refuse to do it, eventually there will be a gun put in your face or you will be dragged off to jail. And that's what they're doing now with vaccinations. You see, health is no longer the choice of the parents. It's now the choice of the administrators. It's the choice of the government. And of course, the government is strongly influenced by the propaganda of pharmaceutical companies who not only tell people that these vaccines are effective, but that they're safe. Informed people know otherwise. We know that these vaccines are preserved with thimerosal. That's a chemical that contains methyl mercury. That's right. We are injecting mercury into the bodies of school children. And now in Maryland, they're doing it at gunpoint. So they're going to drag these 2,300 parents into the courthouse and they're going to threaten them. And they're going to force the vaccinations upon their children right there in the courthouse. And those who refuse will go to jail. We should never allow this to happen in a free society. This is not a public health issue. This is an issue of parents' rights and of the health of children. You know what? Children who live a natural health lifestyle, who don't eat junk foods and who take nutritional supplements and high-density superfoods, they're not susceptible to the same infections as other children. And besides, isn't the health of the child up to the parent? Shouldn't it be? In a free society, since when did the government have the right to determine that children should be injected with dangerous chemicals that we know are dangerous? Methylmercury is one of the most dangerous nerve toxins known in modern science. No one would dispute that. No one who was sane, anyway. And we're injecting this into children at gunpoint? Are you kidding me? That's what's going on. That's why so many people are outraged about it. Now, here's what we're going to do. We are organizing an action campaign to let these idiots who are running this vaccination scam, to let these idiots know what we think about this. The Attorney General for the state of Maryland, he's behind this 100%. His name is Glenn F. Ivey. That's I-V-E-Y. He's a Democrat. He said, quote, "We can do this the easy way or the hard way, but it's got to get done. I'm willing to move forward with legal action." How's that for a statement from a tyrant running a police state? who's willing to put parents in this position where they have no rights, no freedoms, where their children have to be exposed to these toxic chemicals. That's what Attorney General Glenn F. Ivey is doing. He is essentially saying we would use whatever means necessary to force our will upon the parents and children of our state. He is saying, we'll pull out the guns. We'll threaten parents with jail time. We will do whatever it takes. Will they resort to torture? No, of course not. They'll just do it with waterboarding. Because according to this country, that's not considered torture. What if they start waterboarding parents? Start doing this style of torture that simulates drowning? Push the parent's head down in the water and say, vaccinate your children. Will you vaccinate them now? Pull their head back up and see what those parents say. Will they resort to that? Why not? They're already resorting to all kinds of other threats of putting them in jail. Why not go to waterboarding next? You see where this goes? It's a slippery slope. Once you take away the rights and freedoms of the parents in society, and once you put the government and the drug companies in charge of determining public health policy and enforcing it at gunpoint, then you no longer live in a free society. You live in a medical police state. It's run by tyranny, not by science. In fact, there's no good science behind this forced vaccination of every single child in the school district. Truth is, if 99% of the children are vaccinated, the other 1% don't need to be, because there can never be a pandemic if 99% of the children are vaccinated. And the other 1%, many of those are probably health freedom people anyway, who live a healthy lifestyle, whose parents don't feed their children the junk food crap served at these schools. So those children are probably not going to be as susceptible to those infections as the other children anyway. Regardless of that, shouldn't it be up to the parents to determine what their children get injected with? If you believe in that, I mean, if you agree with me, then come to the website, newstarget.com. Check out the action items and join in this grassroots action campaign to tell these tyrants what we think about their gunpoint medicine policies. Who else is involved in this? Well, we have judges, of course. Circuit Judge William D. Missouri. That's his last name, Missouri. Don't confuse that with Maryland, which is the state in which this is happening. Judge William D. Missouri is the county's administrative judge. And there's a circuit judge, C. Philip Nichols, Jr., who handles juvenile matters. Yeah, they both supported this as well. Court said, no problem. We can be tyrants too. Let's pull out the guns, drag these parents into court, shove the guns in their faces, essentially, threaten them so that we can jab their children with these mercury-containing vaccines. Wow. What great oversight by our legal system, huh? Our judicial system has failed yet again. Nichols has sent out a letter ordering the parents to show up at Prince George's Circuit Court. That's the county name, Prince George. No coincidence there, probably. They should just call it King George's Circuit Court of Medical Tyranny, shouldn't they? That's where we're heading for in this country. And they said, well, you have to show up at this court hearing. You get a free vaccine. Oh, aren't they nice? You don't even have to pay for this injection of methylmercury. County will pay for it for you. Because, of course, we wouldn't want to inconvenience the parents who are trying to protect their children from dangerous chemicals. The letter warned that, quote, unexcused absences by your child may subject you to a criminal charge. There we go, the mass criminalization of responsible parents. Many of these parents are probably avoiding this vaccination on purpose, consciously, knowing that vaccinations are dangerous and disagreeing with the fraudulent science behind vaccinations. And they're disagreeing for very good reason. There is a lot of evidence showing that not only are vaccinations not nearly as good in terms of public health as the drug companies want you to believe, but also that they're very dangerous and that they may cause autism. This link is real, and even though the link is discredited by the drug industry, including the FDA, which is now the marketing branch of Big Pharma, people who have done the research know that there is a very strong link between the two. maybe these parents are saying, I don't want my kids to have autism. I don't want to poison them. And so what this county is now forcing these parents to do is to choose between their own freedom or the health of their child. In other words, in order to protect the health of their child from this dangerous chemical, methylmercury, in the vaccines, which may cause autism, in order to do that, they now have to spend time in jail. Well, I have one word of advice for the parents living in Maryland. Move the hell away. Get out of Maryland. Maryland is becoming a state of medical tyranny. No coincidence that it's on the East Coast there. A lot of drug company operations in Maryland and in and around the D.C. area. No coincidence. That's where all the drug company corruption hits the lawmakers there. It is a hot spot for medical corruption and organized crime that masquerades as organized medicine. All right, now these tyrants expect 1,700 children to show up Saturday with their parents to receive the vaccines. They said the parents would receive a verbal reprimand from the judge. What's that? Bad parent. Bad parent. Is that what the judge is going to do? Is he going to go down the line to 1,700 parents and say, bad parent, shame on you for protecting your child from methylmercury in these vaccines. We're going to inject your child anyway. Then they're going to have those children immunized right there in the courthouse. Once they're immunized, they will be allowed to return to school where the brainwashing can continue, where they will teach yet another generation all the lies about organized medicine that are behind this kind of logic supporting this vaccination campaign in the first place. You notice they don't really teach any genuine public health information in schools. They don't teach you to avoid junk foods and avoid pharmaceuticals and avoid toxic chemicals in your life. They don't teach even the fundamentals of nutrition. That living foods, for example, are different from dead foods. Not even a concept. Not even taught to children. They don't even teach them about the dangers of soft drinks or sodium nitrite in processed meats and how they cause cancer. None of this is allowed in the schools. And they certainly don't teach them about the dangers of prescription drugs. In fact, schools are pushing the drugs. How many children are on Ritalin now? 10 million children in the United States being dosed with amphetamines in the schools? The same schools where there's a sign out front that says this is a drug-free zone? Very same schools. That's what they teach these kids. And they require that they be injected with these dangerous chemicals before they can even show up at these propaganda centers. Now, we do have some wonderful educational organizations in this country. We have some private schools. We have homeschooling. We have numerous other schools that are being done outside the system of government where parents are doing a great job. Teachers are outstanding. And the children, well, they're healthy and they're smart. They represent the future of intelligent citizens in this society. But the public schools, oh my, they serve the children junk food, they feed them intellectual propaganda, and they inject them with chemicals before they even allow them to show up. And if you refuse to inject your children now in Maryland, they'll pull out the firearms, drag you in there, throw you in jail, threaten you. And who knows if this is the end to what they're going to do? What if these 2,000 or so parents don't show up? What are they going to do next? They're going to send out the National Guard with assault rifles. They're going to conduct raids on these parents' homes and trailers. They're going to bust in as if these people were felons or terrorists. Maybe they'll even start calling them educational terrorists. Thanks to the Patriot Act, they can do anything they want. It's just a matter of time before they start escalating it. This is what happens when people in power have too much centralized power. The Attorney General of the state of Maryland has clearly lost his freaking mind. Glenn F. Ivey, a Democrat, has no respect for the rights of parents who live in his state. No respect for health freedom. No respect for the health of the children. At the very least, he could say, okay, if they don't get vaccinated, they can't show up to public school. You got to find some other school. I respect his right to say that, but you cannot go out and say you have to put your children on these specific medications and injections. What are they going to do next? Require all children to be put on Ritalin just to prevent the possibility of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder? They're going to require children to start taking obesity drugs when they're born because they say it will prevent obesity when they become teenagers? I mean, who knows where they could take this? They could just start putting all children on psychotropic drugs from the moment they're born, saying this is mandated by the state, and if you don't do it, we'll throw you in jail. I mean, vaccination is just one type of drug. If they do it with this, if they're willing to use the threat of force and the threat of imprisonment for this drug, why couldn't they use it for other drugs too? How about the HPV vaccinations for young girls? Girls as young as 11 years old now are being forced across this country in states like Texas to be injected with a vaccine that the drug companies say prevents cervical cancer. Of course, it's all hogwash. It doesn't prevent cervical cancer. It's just more fraud in the drug industry. And it's designed to sell drugs. And what they do is they leverage local authorities to mandate these things. And these authorities get hoodwinked by the drug companies into using all kinds of force, forcing parents to submit to this kind of tyranny, forcing children to submit to these injections. And then they wonder, gee, how come all the children in our state are unhealthy? How come autism rates have skyrocketed? How come cancer rates are going up? How come obesity continues to go up? If we're putting all these drugs in all these children, how come the children aren't getting any healthier? They're not healthier at all. The children today are more diseased, more obese, more depressed, more violent, and less educated and less well-nourished than children a generation ago, without question. Does the Attorney General Glenn F. Ivey really believe that the answer to this problem is to inject one more chemical in all the children? Is that what he thinks the answer is? Yeah, you want to know how to stop infectious disease in the public schools? You want to know how to stop it? Start feeding children healthy food. You start feeding them fresh produce and vegetables and phytonutrient-rich foods and superfoods at lunch instead of the processed crap that they serve today that's lacking nutrition. You feed them real food, nutrient-dense food for lunch. The health of those children will turn around in a matter of weeks. Grades will go up. Behavioral problems will go down. Susceptibility to infectious disease will plummet. You don't need to inject a toxic chemical into the body of a child to make him healthy or immune to infectious disease. All you need to do is boost that child's health. And you do that through food. You see, these concepts just are way over the heads of most people who work in these kinds of positions, like this attorney general. No concept of nutrition, no concept of natural health. He has no clue about what he's doing, and yet he's the one pushing for this. The guy probably couldn't name 10 vitamins, probably couldn't name one toxic ingredient in a food, probably eats a toxic diet himself. And he just doesn't have the mental capacity or the training or experience to know anything about what he's talking about. And yet he's mandating this at gunpoint. How about these judges? I bet you these judges eat toxic foods, processed foods. I bet you they're not near as healthy as most of the people that I know, not near as healthy as some of the children whose parents are trying to save them from these vaccinations. So we have these unhealthy judges, unhealthy attorney general, unhealthy school board officials making these decisions when they themselves cannot demonstrate any level of health? They're the ones making the call here? Are you kidding me? Yeah, the inmates are running the asylum yet again. And in this case, it's a person named R. Owen Johnson Jr. That's the chairman of the school board. He says, quote, "This is an educational crisis, and, quote, this is a public health and a children's rights issue. He thinks it's a children's rights issue, but yet he's supporting the mandating of these vaccinations. Does he not know what words he just used? If it's a children's rights issue, children should have a right not to be poisoned. He thinks that it's the government's job to protect children from parents. How's that for an interesting belief in a society that's supposed to be free? Well, that is apparently his belief. Government must come in and protect these children by injecting them. So again, if you're listening to this around the time that it's being recorded, and that is November 15th, 2007, check out the website, help join in on these action items. If you're listening to this later, check the website for follow-up news. See what happened. It'd be interesting to find out if these medical tyrants backed down or if they continued with their campaign of tyranny and gunpoint medicine. That's what this is, gunpoint medicine. Now, we've seen many other cases of gunpoint medicine. Check the website, newstarget.com, for a story about a young man named Abraham Cherix and how state officials forced him to undergo chemotherapy. He was 17 years old at the time, had already gone through one round of chemotherapy, and it almost killed him. And he thought to himself, I've got to save my own life. I refuse to go through chemotherapy again. State wouldn't allow it. Judges jumped in. Law enforcement officers showed up. Gunpoint medicine kicked in yet again. They took Abraham Cherix, and they forced him to undergo toxic chemotherapy. Numerous cases of gunpoint medicine that we've documented. Go ahead, go on to newstarget.com and search for that phrase, gunpoint medicine. You'll find numerous stories. It's another young girl that was forced to undergo chemotherapy, even though her parents were trying to save her from the procedure. And these are just the ones that made it into the mainstream press. This probably happens hundreds of times across the country every year, where organized medicine officials, corrupt, misinformed officials, invoke guns and the threat of jail time to force toxic chemicals into the bodies of children, even as their parents protest. Did you ever wonder what kind of a system of medicine has to be so scary and so arrogant that it has to use guns to motivate people to use it? I mean, how bad does modern medicine have to be that you have to actually whip out revolvers and Glocks and assault rifles and point them at people to get them to take your medicine? Isn't that hilarious in a sense? Sad in another. Terrifying to some. System of medicine should be based on healing, shouldn't it? Doesn't that just make common sense? Isn't that a tenet of medicine? It should be based on healing, and it should be offered in such a way that people actually want it. Like, what kind of a system of medicine is so bad that people don't even want it? I mean, when someone comes to see a naturopath, the naturopath doesn't have to pull out a gun and make them walk through the door and say, sit down, we're going to give you some herbs or else. If you go see a Chinese medicine doctor or an acupuncturist, you're doing it voluntarily. You don't walk in and greeted with a team of law enforcement officers with bulletproof vests and raid gear who say, welcome, sit down and take our medicine or we'll throw you in jail or shoot you. They don't say that. If you go to a homeopathic formulator and you want to get homeopathic remedies, they don't threaten you. They help you. They help you get a system of medicine that will help you heal. Natural medicine is supportive. Natural medicine helps the body heal. And it is desired by the people who experience it. Those people want that medicine. They want better nutrition. They want medicinal herbs that can help them heal and help them prevent disease. They want therapies, healing therapies like therapeutic touch or energy medicine or massage therapy or chiropractic care or all of these other things. They want this, and not one of those other practitioners has to pull out a gun and force that patient to sit down and get treatment or else. Not one. There is only one system of medicine in the world that has to use firearms to motivate patients. You got it. That's big pharma, drugs-based medicine. It's the only system of medicine in the world that is, in a sense, enforced at gunpoint. No other system has to resort to violence or the threat of violence to get people to submit to its treatments. Now, I say any system of medicine that has to resort to violence or the threat of violence in order to motivate patients is not a system of medicine at all. It is a system of control. You got it. A system of control. And that's exactly how it's being used in Maryland. This is a way to control parents and control school children. It's a system of control. And that's why the guns have to come out. Because ultimately, when people don't want to do what you want them to do and you're a tyrant, that's your last resort of enforcement. Gunpoint. Do what we want you to do, or we will kill you, or we will take away your freedom by throwing you in prison. That's the ultimate form of tyranny. Do what we want, or we'll kill you. And that's what organized medicine has come to, and that's why it doesn't qualify as medicine at all. It's a system of control. From an economic standpoint, it is a system of repeat revenues and profitable exploitation of the bodies of human beings. The HPV vaccinations, for example, are exploiting the bodies of young girls in order to sell vaccines. Vaccines that are essentially useless, that have really no good science backing them at all, and that contain, you got it, toxic thimerosal, mercury-containing vaccines. So it's not a system of medicine, it's a system of control. If it was a system of medicine, and it were offered for free, the parents would be lining up. They'd be lining up saying, yes, heal my child. Enhance my children's health. If they had something that could actually reduce the risk of diabetes and obesity and autism and other autoimmune disorders, if they had that going on, something that was actually healthy to children, the parents would be lining up. You couldn't keep them away. They'd be packed outside the door, here, heal my child. But that's not what they offer, you see. There is no healing taking place with these vaccinations. There is no real health benefit. This is a harmful procedure. That's why the parents are staying away. They're smart to do so. Don't harm my child. And now the state says, if you don't allow us to harm your child, we're going to harm you. All this is happening in a country that's supposed to be a free country. I'm always reminded by veterans, and I know quite a few active duty people too, when they come back from Iraq, and the ones that do anyway, and they say, we've been over there fighting for your freedom. I say, oh yeah? What freedom are you talking about? Because we don't have medical freedom right here at home. Why don't you go to Maryland, point your guns at those tyrants and fight for our freedom there? That seems to be the only language they understand. Of course, I never promote the use of violence myself. I always promote only nonviolent protest. And that's the way we should keep it with this action campaign. If you write a letter, if you express your outrage, I don't want you to threaten any kind of violence at all. Never do that, because then you're playing their game. That's what they do. That's what tyrants do. Empowered people don't need to threaten violence. Empowered people have the truth on their side. That's what we have here. We have the truth on our side. When we complain, we just tell the truth. Tell the truth about parents' rights, about health freedom, about how it is not right for a state or any government to threaten the use of violence or taking away someone's freedom in order to force the vaccination of their child. So keep that in mind. When we protest, we're always protesting in a non-violent way. But I do find it interesting that soldiers say they're fighting for our freedoms, and yet when they come home, their children might have to be vaccinated too. Their children might be dragged into that courtroom, and they might be threatened with jail time, even if they're a veteran. They might be threatened if they don't have their kid vaccinated. Now, some people out there are going to say, why don't you just give in and get the kid vaccinated? What's wrong with that? Well, there are several things wrong with that. One, if I had a child in this situation, I wouldn't want to expose him to mercury. Would you? I wouldn't want my child to have an increased risk of autism. Would you? And finally, I don't want government officials telling me what to do about my child's health. In a free country, we are supposed to have the right to decide how to make decisions for our children. Now, there are some extreme cases where parents are incapable of that, or they seriously neglect a child or abuse a child, where Child Protective Services jumps in and rescues that child. But vaccinations are not that kind of case, not even close. In fact, the parents who allow their children to be vaccinated are, in my opinion, putting their children in harm's way. Those are the parents who should probably be investigated by CPS. You ever see parents at a grocery store who are buying nothing but junk food for their infants and their babies and children? I saw that once. I saw a father in front of me in line at a grocery store. He had one small infant in the shopping cart and a young child, maybe 3 or 4 years old, walking beside him. And that cart was full of nothing but junk food. I mean, ice cream, frozen pizza, diet soda, kids' meals that were all processed ingredients loaded with poisons and hydrogenated oils, refined sugars. There was not a single thing healthy in that cart. I couldn't find one fresh piece of produce, not one vegetable, not one fruit. But what that father did is considered fine in this society. The Attorney General of Maryland doesn't have a problem with that kind of child abuse. School board has no problem with that either. In fact, that's the same stuff they feed children. They don't have any problem with nutritional abuse of children. They only have a problem if you don't submit to their toxic chemicals. So you see, this is not an issue of whether parents are actually protecting the health of their children. If it was, they'd be going after the parents who are feeding their children junk food. So it has nothing to do with health, and it has everything to do with politics. If it had something to do with health, they would outlaw the advertising of junk food to children in their state. Here's a question to Glenn F. Ivey. How come you allow junk food companies to advertise toxic foods to children in your state? How come you allow grocery stores in your state to sell foods containing toxic, deadly chemicals that are packaged and marketed for children? Why do you allow that to happen? If you care so much about the health of these children, why do you allow these companies to exploit the health of these children and sell to them foods that we know cause cancer and obesity, diabetes, depression, behavioral disorders? A new study out of the University of Southampton in the UK shows very clearly that the consumption of artificial food colors, along with another additive called sodium benzoate, which is a common preservative used in beverages, causes hyperactivity in children. It's beyond any doubt. We know that these additives cause hyperactivity in children. These have been banned in countries like Sweden and many other countries, and even in the UK is starting to take action now to force food manufacturers to take these out of their foods. But here in the United States and in Maryland in particular, oh, no problem. These are fine. Keep selling them to the kids. No problem. They're probably even found in the very same foods that are sold in the cafeterias at schools in Maryland. Probably so. In fact, I'm willing to bet you there are schools in Maryland that have junk food restaurants inside those schools. There are probably hospitals in the state of Maryland that have junk food and processed food retail establishments inside the hospitals. This is going on all across the nation. Do governors or attorneys general care about this issue one bit? No, not one bit. Nothing to say, complete silence. They're just focused on the vaccinations. Got to vaccinate those kids and take those young girls and vaccinate them with those sex disease vaccines, the HPV vaccinations as well. That's what they're focused on. So this is not about health. This is about forcing children and parents to submit to the authority of the government. Now, why? Why would a government, even a state government, want to do that? It's training. They are conditioning the parents to get used to the idea that the state is going to tell you what to do with your body and with your child's body. It's conditioning. They know that if they can get parents to submit on a small issue like vaccinations, then they can bring in something else later on and they can get everyone to submit to some other drug, such as mandatory antidepressant drugs added to the water supply. You think that's crazy? You think I'm just making that up? Think again. Doctors were actually convinced that they should drip statin drugs into the water supply. This is on public record a couple of years ago when the research was coming out about statin drugs and the ability to lower cholesterol and reduce the risk of cardiovascular disease. Much of the research, which was fraudulent, by the way, doctors said they should drip it into the water supply. You think I'm making this up, don't you? I am not. They're already dripping one drug into the water supply. It's called fluoride. You think it's naturally occurring fluoride that they're putting into that water that children are drinking? No way, man. Naturally occurring fluoride is too expensive, so they buy something called fluorosilicic acid. It's a byproduct of either the fertilizer processing industry or the carbon, well, what in the smokestacks of coal plants, they have scrubbers that reduce pollution. And in that, they scrape that out. They can process that and they can extract fluorosilicic acid from that waste. They take that fluorosilicic acid, which is a byproduct or a toxic waste product, and they package it. They put it in large drums, and those drums can go one of two places. Number one, they can be disposed of in a toxic waste facility according to EPA regulations. It has to be transported at great expense. It has to be handled by people wearing gas masks and latex gloves and chemical body suits. And it has to be disposed of in a very careful way. Or they can sell it to a city. They ship it to the city, the city hooks it up to the water main, and they drip that stuff into the water supply. And they call it fluoride, and the dentists say this protects the teeth of your children. Wow, aren't we lucky that all of these health officials are so concerned with the health of our children that they're willing to drip toxic fluorosilicic acid into the water supply? They're actually willing to pay for this stuff. Aren't we lucky that they're so concerned about the children's health that they're willing to pull out their guns and threaten parents with jail time just to get them vaccinated? Boy, they must really be concerned about the health of our children. We must be blessed to have such caring government administrators and facilitators and law enforcement officials working on our behalf in this free society. I guess they're doing such a great job that we should just stop making any decisions at all. We should just do what they tell us to do because obviously they know best. We should just sit back, absorb all the information that comes to us over the television, let our children absorb all that information that comes to them through public schools. We should just let the FDA tell us what's safe and what's not safe. We should let the governors of these states determine what freedoms we should have or what freedoms we should give up in order to protect ourselves from the threat of whatever they tell us it is. I guess we should just let everyone else make our decisions for us because they're obviously doing such a fantastic job. Now, as silly as that sounds, that's what many people actually believe. That's what many doctors believe. Doctors and dentists have been hoodwinked in this same game. They also believe that vaccinations are essential. Dentists believe that this toxic fluorosilicic acid actually prevents cavities and has no negative health consequences in children, despite all the evidence showing that it causes fragile bones and it increases the risk of cancer and that it's a deadly toxic waste chemical. They still push this stuff. Well, it shouldn't be a surprise, really, because dentists are, of course, the same people that are putting mercury into the mouths of children, right? Because those things called silver fillings are made with more mercury than silver. And you know where the term quack comes from in the context of medicine? You know, when someone's selling some kind of medical product that is completely bogus, you call them a quack, right? You know where the word quack comes from? It comes from mercury. Because mercury was called quicksilver. And mercury was once used as medicine. They would actually give it to patients orally and through injections. This was in the 1800s. You can look it up. Google that sucker if you want to find out. It's called quicksilver. But when it finally came out that these people were getting worse, not better, no surprise, then the people administering the mercury were called quicks, which became quacks. So the term quack actually means a physician who was killing patients with mercury. That's what the term means. And guess what? It has survived to this day because we still have dentists who are poisoning children with quicksilver. And we still have health officials in the state of Maryland who are poisoning children with methylmercury, just another highly toxic form of quicksilver. And that's why I said Glenn F. Ivey, the Attorney General of Maryland, is a quack. And these circuit court judges, Judge C. Philip Nichols Jr. and Judge William D. Missouri, they are quacks too. And R. Owen Johnson Jr., the chairman of the school board, is a quack. It's like a row of ducks out there, isn't it? There's so much quacking going on. Yeah, what are they going to do with this now? Well, join our effort here. We are going to let these people know that we're outraged about this and we won't stand for it. Here's what we demand. And by we, I mean members of the natural health community, people who believe in health freedom and who believe in the genuine health of children and who believe that we should still have the rights to make these decisions as parents in a free society. Here's what we believe. Number one, the government should not tell us what to do when it comes to vaccinations or chemotherapy or any of these harmful, barbaric medical procedures. Government has no right to tell us that we have to subject our children to these procedures. Number two, parents have the right, and the health freedom of parents should be respected by the government. And this is something that we've lost in this country since 2001. We've lost the idea that the government answers to the people. The only way you can ever have a free society is when the government is afraid of the people, because the people rule and the government is made up of just servants of the public. But here in the United States, especially since 9/11, things have been reversed. Now the people fear their government. The government is in power, total power, and it's centralizing even more power every single day. And now the government believes that it controls the people, that the people are just serfs or servants, if you will. This is where things stand in the United States today. I say we need to reverse that. We need to remind government officials who's in charge and who put them into power in the first place, and that is the people of this country. Until they learn to respect the health freedoms of the people, we will protest in every nonviolent way that we can think of to let them know that we're outraged and we won't stand for it. Because the only way they get away with their tyranny is when people roll over and allow them to do it. I encourage these parents to rise up and protest this action in that courtroom. Turn that courtroom into a circus and turn those quacks into public embarrassments. And that's what I aim to help these people do with this grassroots action campaign. So those are the two main things that we want. We want the government out of our lives when it comes to health decisions, and we want the health freedom of parents respected. Pretty reasonable thing to ask for in a society that claims to be free, wouldn't you think? Pretty reasonable. But no, it seems outlandish. In the United States of America today, the land of organized medicine. So again, check the website newstarget.com for action items on this. And if you are listening to this after the fact, check the website to see what happened. It will be interesting to find out. And if you live in Maryland, I advise you to move. In fact, for many people, if you live in the United States, you might want to start thinking about somewhere to go that has a little more freedom. Because if this can happen in Maryland, it can happen everywhere. It can happen in California or Oregon or Washington or Florida or New Jersey. It can happen anywhere. All it takes is a couple of misinformed judges and a miseducated attorney general and an idiot school board official, and they can do the same thing anywhere. They can force you to poison your child just so that that child can have a public education. This is why it's so important, I think, to educate your child outside the public education system. Not just for health reasons, but also because the public education system is really more of just glorified daycare in most cities. It doesn't really teach children what they need to know to be world citizens. The public education system today is designed to just turn children into little workers. Someone who can fit in society, earn some money, pay some taxes, take those pharmaceuticals, make money for the people in power, support the wars, and so on and so forth. That's what it's designed to do. It's not designed to create children who can think for themselves. No way. They wouldn't dare teach that. Gee, you might raise a generation of intellectual rebels if you did something like that, and that would be scary because it might threaten the power structure of all the corrupt and inept people who are in power today. They depend on the public being of low education. They depend on the public being brainwashed about medicine and economics and everything you can think of. And whether you're talking about energy or oil or water supplies or healthcare, it's all brainwashing, designed to keep people under control, teach them to not question authority, and make sure they keep on paying taxes and consuming products. We live in a consumer society, after all. And that's probably part of what this comes down to with the vaccines. What these parents did is they said, we don't want our children to consume these vaccines. We don't want any part of it. And these officials said, no, you have to consume. You have to consume or you will be considered a criminal. I didn't even make that up. That's the word. Here it is again. Unexcused absences by your child may subject you to a criminal charge. Those are the words of the circuit judge, C. Philip Nichols Jr. Criminal. If you don't consume, you're a criminal. There's a great riff on this in the movie 12 Monkeys, where the character played by the actor Brad Pitt, who is in an insane asylum, and he's riffing on this issue of consumerism. And even though he is insane, this one paragraph that he says is the most sane line in the whole movie, and it's something that everyone in America needs to hear today. And it's that if you don't consume, if you don't do what the mainstream does, then they lock you up. And he was right. That character, played by Brad Pitt, was absolutely right. And that's what we're seeing in Maryland today. If you don't submit to what the mainstream tyrants want you to do, they will lock you up. I hope at least one parent will stand up and challenge this issue. Challenge the right of the state of Maryland to imprison a parent for merely desiring to protect the health of their child. That would be a great argument to see played out. If they came in with evidence showing the harm of vaccinations, showing that they wanted to protect their child from the methylmercury in those vaccinations. And they said to the judge, you can verbally reprimand me, but I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm objecting to this mandate because I am protecting the health of my child. And if you force me to go to jail and choose between my freedom and the health of my child, I will choose the health of my child. I will go to jail, but I will not submit to vaccinating my child. And let's see what the court says to that. If I had a child and I lived in Maryland, that's exactly what I would do. And if that judge sends that parent to jail, they will create an explosion of outrage. It only takes one person to stand up to the system of tyranny, one person to show its frailty, show how vulnerable it is. Gandhi taught us this so well. Gandhi taught us that if you just keep going along with the system, they will roll over all your rights, left and right, and you will end up with no freedoms left at all. But if you're willing to stand up in an informed, empowered, and nonviolent way, you can blow holes in their system. You can take down their construct of tyranny, their wall of lies, if you will, and you can expose that whole system for what it really is, a system of control, a system of tyranny, a system of consumerism and commercialization and really, really bad science. That's what's behind this. So join me. We're gonna raise some voices on this one, see what we can make happen in Maryland. Love to hear from you. You can call our offices at area code 520-232-9300 if you've got news on this issue, or if you are one of these parents in Maryland and you intend to go in there and stand up to that judge, or if you have a story after the fact about what happened to you, call us, let us know. We'll report on this. We will share this with the world. And let's see what happens, whether these people will back down or whether they will cement themselves in the history of health tyranny in the United States of America. Either way, it's going to be an interesting issue, so stay tuned. Check out newstarget.com for more details. Thanks for listening. My name is Mike Adams. I'm the Health Ranger, and I'm here to empower you with health information that can help you transform your health and take back your health freedoms from tyrants like the ones we've discussed right here. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you again soon.